You're listening to CanX In Depth, sponsored by your Southern California BMW Centers with Charles Feldman. I'm Rob Archer, in today for Chris Edens.
And a reminder after news and traffic at the bottom of the hour, Uber is caught spying on you if you happen to use Uber. Right now, as an American carrier strike group approaches the Korean Peninsula, North Korea is ratcheting up its threats, and over the weekend, an American trying to leave that country was arrested by the regime there.
In a sign of the seriousness of this standoff, the entire Senate, all 100 members, were invited to the White House for a special briefing on North Korea on Wednesday. The North is expected to make some aggressive moves tomorrow to celebrate their Army Day. Bill Richardson served as governor of New Mexico and the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., and he helped to negotiate the release of an American held prisoner by North Korea in the 1990s. He joins us now live. So, Mr. Richardson, I guess the first question that comes to my mind is, with all of the Senate going in for a meeting, is something major about to happen?
Well, my sense is that President Trump is building support for whatever he might do. My view is that the North Koreans will make a ballistic missile or nuclear weapons test. They always do on Korean People's Army Day, which is tomorrow, Tuesday. Actually, it's today already in North Korea. So I think what the president's trying to do is build support for whatever he may do. My hope is that we don't do a military strike preemptive, because I think that's going to be a disaster. That's going to affect 20, 30,000 American troops in South Korea, 50,000 troops in Japan, Americans, the city of Seoul, South Korea, our ally, 25 million. I think we should pursue more sanctions, diplomacy, more cyber efforts, but let's not ham things up so excessively with a carrier and with a rhetoric. And the briefings of the Senate, is that's all right. I mean, that's consultation. The president probably doesn't want to have to go to a congressional resolution to get authorization for an effort. But, you know, I know the North Koreans. They're unpredictable. They want to save face, but this new leader, we don't know what makes them move, what motivates them.
Do you think, I have two questions about the latest American who was taken prisoner there over the weekend. The first is, do you think that this is in some way a retaliation on the part of the North Koreans to the more, vocal and almost sort of warlike stance that Mr. Trump has been taking in vis-a-vis North Korea in the past several days? And I'm also wondering, since you have experience in negotiating the release of an American prisoner in North Korea, has anyone reached out to you to try to be of some assistance with this latest episode?
No, not with Mr. Kim. But the family of Otto Warmbier, I'm intimately engaged in trying to get him out with the North Koreans.
That's the student, right?
Yet.
That's the student?
Yeah, no, this is the Ohio student who was imprisoned for stealing a political banner, a dumb charge by the North Koreans. But you know, if the family reaches out to me, Mr. Kim's family, I will help. But yes, the answer is yes. Maybe not direct retaliation, but they're raising the stakes. These three Americans that are detained in North Korea are bargaining chips for the North Koreans. When things get worse, like now, they'll find somebody to charge. They found this professor, Korean-American, teaching a year at the Science and Technology Pyongyang Center, and there's no detail about him. They don't give consular access. But yeah, in the end, he's a bargaining chip. They're going to want something in return, a high-level visit from a prominent American. They'll want humanitarian assistance. Who knows? The issue here, the problem, is Kim Jong-un, the new leader. Well, he's not so new anymore. We don't know what he wants. We don't know what this guy stands for, what his end game is. We know he's dangerous. We know he shoots ballistic missiles. He's got a lot of artillery. He's got maybe 20 nuclear weapons. So we got to be careful. And I just think this, you know, military strike talk, that's not a good option right now. Let's look at sanctions. Let's look at cyber efforts against their nuclear program, and eventually diplomacy, a diplomatic deal, a dialogue. It's going to be tough, but, you know, Bill Clinton did it. We reached an agreement with the North Koreans. It lasted for 9 years. Then they then they backed out of it. But, you know, this is not an easy situation. They don't think like us, the North Koreans.
Well, very
quick, it's a cult of personality.
Very quickly, let me ask you, this gentleman who's being held now, this American, what kind of treatment can he expect?
Well, they isolate him. You know, it depends. He's got to be tried next. He's got to be charged with something. But right now he's isolated. He's probably very scared. He's probably in the capital city. No access. The Swedes represent us there. But the North Koreans usually at the beginning don't give access to the Swedish government so that Mr. Kim can talk to his family. You know, it's like very tough scrutiny, tough treatment.
All right. Thank you very much. That is former Governor Bill Richardson joining us today on KNX In Depth.
We will have more of KNX In Depth in about 5 minutes when we return.